Hey, you guys. Hey, I hope you're doing well. I like to just give you guys updates because I'm not always good at explaining what I've been up to and sharing my journey. So, as you guys know, I do the Dope Science Show, which is awesome. It's been a great platform to meet people, a great platform to stay engaged with science and get science to be more in the forefront of my listeners' minds, and also to share different opinions and perspectives of people that are in our lives, like interesting people, you know, filmmakers, students, moms, writers, scientists. You know, we're all one world. I'm rambling, but the point I wanted to make was I wanted to give you guys a catch up for what I've been up to. So if you don't know or follow me on Instagram, I'm on Instagram as Science Steph with Steph, and that's my personal account where I post my creative thoughts, my random thoughts, and just me being myself. And on that platform, I have recruited and share stories from a production company called You Had Me at Black. I joined their team in February as a producer on their show. So I help produce narrative stories, think The Moth or TED Talk. And I've had two shows. So I did my first show in April, and it was so scary, so brand new, and we had such a short amount of time to get a live show together, and I had never done this before. And I pushed myself. I was antsy. I had to find my own storytellers. I had to help them tell their stories. I had to help them write it and just be their cheerleaders. And it came out perfectly. The LA show was amazing, and we recorded in April, and that launched us into our next show, which was in Chicago. So again, same scenario, I have to find my own storytellers, I have to help them, and get them ready for the live show. And these are regular people, right? So these are regular everyday people. Some of them maybe have experience on stage, but not in this format. You know, and I don't really know that many people in Chicago. So I reached out to my network of friends. Thank you guys. You rock. And I reached out to social media. Thank you guys. You guys are here for me because I was begging. Please, please help me find some storytellers in Chicago. And it was very specific. You Had Me at Black tell stories from a black millennial perspective. So those are the ages of 25 to 35, right? And we were looking for two men, two women. And long story short, Dina from Tech Plugged, that's her podcast. I will send it in the link because I'm dyslexic and I might have said it wrong. But she helped me and she brought me so many people. So thank you so much, Dina. You rock. And she's actually in this season's show as well because she submitted a really powerful personal story about her mother. Who else? There were so many people. Oh yes, Hannibal Buress. He's one of my favorite stand-up comedians. He's a acquaintance, a friend of mine, and he helped because he knows people from Chicago. So he actually helped bring quite a few people into our show, and they helped give us volunteers, and it was just this whole experience where everyone I knew helped me pull this together. And there's a team of us on You Had Me in Black, but it was still, we're responsible for making this happen. So I appreciate you guys. Hannibal probably won't listen to this, but thank you so much for your help. He actually showed up to the show too. That was dope. And he brought merchandise, and he was all in. So I love my friends. I love creative people. I love working with people. And if anyone ever wants to work with me on a project, feel free to reach out because I'm always open mind, open ears to see what we can do together. So that's what I've been doing. I've also booked quite a few episodes for this season. I say this season, we're in season two, but it's more just a running thing. So I hope you guys enjoyed Yawanda's episode. I don't know what number that was, but it was a couple episodes back where we talk about neuroscience and mini brains and RNA and DNA, and it was amazing. I think it might have been one of my best shows so far as the flow and just like everything you can learn in a really easy manner. I have probably 6 episodes recorded from other scientists that I will be releasing and that I'm excited to share with you guys. I have some episodes I'll be recording soon about science and sex, because one of my favorite topics is sex and gender and psychology, and so I'm looking forward to that. What else did I do? Have filmmakers coming up. In Chicago, man, I met some amazing people. Who knew Chicago was so dope, right? Like, the weather was great. It was perfect when I was there. The city is so beautiful. I didn't know it was going to be so beautiful with, like, all the old buildings and the architecture. And everyone was so nice. I was only there for 3 days, but it was a magical, like, 3 days. And I met some podcasters that I randomly... See, when I was trying to get the show together, I was just hitting up people on Twitter like, hey, search Southside Chicago. I was looking up hashtags. Black in Chicago, and I was just like randomly pitching people like, hey, do you want to be on the show? Hey, do you know anyone? And I was listening to this podcast called Sexual Flavors, and they're dope. It's girl talk about sex and relationships and life, completely uncensored. So uncensored that they're anonymous, okay? So if you guys are into those kind of like completely open conversations, I highly recommend you check it out. I invited them to the show, and they showed up, and it was great to meet them in Chicago, and now I can place the faces with the show, and they invited me to go on their show. So when I go on their show, the talk about sex and whatever else they want to talk about, I'll definitely share that with you guys, and I'll let you judge me, because I never know what I'm going to say when someone asks me a question. I really don't like to lie or censor myself. So that should be a really interesting show. What else? I had a list. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Looks like I talked about almost everything. I recently read this article, which was dope. Akon. You guys remember Akon? R&B singer, songwriter, and producer. He was big in the 2000s. You guys know who Akon is. Well, he is brilliant. Beyond being an artist, he's also a very innovative businessman. And he's invested in Africa because that's where he's from. And I think he's from Senegal. But yes, he is. He's from Senegal. And he has started his own cryptocurrency. It's called Akoin. A-K-O-I-N. Akoin. And he was also granted 2,000 acres of land in Senegal to make his own city. It's going to be the first crypto-based city. 100% crypto-based with his coin. So it's going to be a huge like social experiment. I'm very curious to see how this will work out. He partnered with his local government and China on this. And the reason why they want to use cryptocurrency is because they want to use the power of blockchain in a suite of like blockchain-powered apps. You know, I should have someone on the show to explain this better, what blockchain is. But basically, it's going to allow people to use this as a currency, as a way of trading value and money among each other without having to utilize the banks. And in Africa, that's a big deal because there are often world trade agreements and things like that that African countries have to pay to the World Bank for their freedom. So when the countries were colonized by the European countries, you know, the African indigenous people didn't have any power, and everything that their their region, their land, their country, all their assets were owned by the European colonists. And once they got their independence in the 60s and 70s and as late as the 90s with South Africa, most of them had to negotiate buyout agreements. And that has kept a lot of countries still dependent on Europe as a source of power, as a source of authority. Even though it's technically they're independent countries, they have to pay for this freedom by paying back debts for saying, hey, this is our indigenous land and we're taking it back. So that's why they're very interested in using cryptocurrency, because this will allow them to have freedom from the banks, from the government. And a lot of, you know, some of these countries, I don't want to say a lot, but their corruption is not unheard of. So there isn't always a lot of trust in the government. So this is a way that people feel like they might be able to become more empowered if they're able to have a new money system outside of the status quo. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with this. I'm really excited and optimistic, and I hope it works out. And at the very least, it's a great experiment. So that's pretty much the gist. You guys are all caught up on me so far. I have a big project that I'm excited to do and be a part of in October, but I can't share it with you guys until it's public on their website. So I look forward to sharing that with you guys too. And thank you so, so much for listening to the show, rocking with me with all my bad editing, rocking with me with like long periods of time between each episode. You guys are awesome. And you guys can find me on Spotify now too. The show is on Spotify and on all major podcasting platforms. I have two iTunes feeds. One is abandoned and I don't know how to turn it off. Or maybe I can figure that out. And the other one is active. But you can find me on Spotify as well. So I will talk to you guys soon. Hit me up. Email me, thedopescienceshow@gmail.com. Hit me up on Instagram, Science Stuff with Steph just Science Stuff with Steph, or The Dope Science Show. That's what it is on Instagram. On Twitter, I'm just The Dope Science Show. And I hope you guys enjoy your day whenever, wherever you listen. Peace.